This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 1st of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Viking 988, expected Sweden 982 by 1800 on New Year's Day. Low Faroe Isle 986, moving steadily southeast, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s, Cromartie. Cyclonic becoming northerly 6 to gale 8, rain then snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Fourth, Tyne Dogger. Southwest veering north or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain, snow showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, southwest veering northwest later 6 to gale 8, rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good. German Bight, southwest gale 8 to storm 10, veering northwest 6 to gale 8, rain, then showers, poor, becoming good. Humber, Thames, southwest gale 8 to storm 10, veering west or northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later, rain and drizzle, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good. Dover, Wight, southwest gale 8 to storm 10, veering northwest 4 to 6 later, fair then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. Portland, Plymouth, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest 4 to 6 later, fair then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. Northwest Biscay, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, rain later, good, becoming poor later. Southeast Biscay, northwest Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Southeast Trafalgar, easterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Fitzroy, southwesterly veering northerly in north 6 to gale 8, occasional rain in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast Shannon, southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Northwest Shannon, northwesterly veering northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, squally showers, good. Rockall Malin, cyclonic becoming north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain then snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides Bailey, north or northeast gale 8 or severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in southeast Iceland, squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor, light icing in southeast Iceland. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west by south 6, 8 miles, 992, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by north 6, slight rain, 3 miles, 992, rising more slowly. Lerwick, northeast 7, recent precipitation, 22 miles, 993, now falling. Wick Automatic, northeast by east 7, rain, 1.5 miles, 989, rising. Aberdeen, west by south 4, 19 miles, 990, falling slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 6, 16 miles, 993, falling slowly. Boomer, southwest by west 6, 14 miles, 996, now rising. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1002, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 8, 2 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 8, 5 miles, 1018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. Southwest by West 7, 1017, falling slowly. Jersey, South by West 6, 11 miles, 1022, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest by South 6, 5 miles, 1018. Scilly Automatic. Southwest 7, 6 miles, 1016, falling more slowly. Milford Haven. Southwest 6, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1009, falling more slowly. Aberporth. Southwest 8, recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1007, falling. Valley, southwest 5, slight rain, 2 miles, 1006, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, west by south 4, 1 mile, 1003, falling. Valencia, northwest by north 2, moderate rain, 5 miles, 1005, falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 5, rain, 6 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest 7, recent rain, 8 miles, 996, now rising. Macrihenish Automatic, southwest 5, 9 miles, 997, falling slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, low pressure over Scotland will move rather quickly east, allowing an Arctic air mass to move southwards across the United Kingdom during New Year's Day. Gales will cover most waters, with severe gales affecting the English Channel for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northeast 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, then squally snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest, veering northeast 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first, then backing northwest later. Occasional rain, then snow showers, squally north, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, veering northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then backing northwest 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain, then showers, wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, then veering north 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time in south. Veering westerly 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bell. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first. Veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis, south 7 to severe gale 9, veering west 4 to 6, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, then rain, showers later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest 5 or 6, then veering north 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest 5 to 7, then veering north 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, veering north later, then decreasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, then showers, wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest 5 or 6, veering north later, then decreasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, then fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest, veering north 5 to 7. Occasionally 4 at first, veering northeast 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Mull of Galloway, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northerly 5 to 7. Occasionally 4 at first, veering northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West veering north or northeast 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northeast backing north 5 to 7, occasional rain, then squally snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, northeast backing north 6 to gale 8, squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now remember, today, New Year's Day, is devoted to the shipping forecast here on Radio 4. Its history, its importance, its future, and what it means to different people. Its poetic, seductive beauty. We can find the full schedule on our website. But that wraps things up for us here at BBC Radio 4, saying goodbye to one year and ushering in a new one. Thank you so much for your excellent company over 2025. And we hope you can stay with us in 2025. We are back live with Tom Sanders at 20 past 5 this morning. My name is Vijay Alice. From all of us here at Broadcasting House in Central London, here's wishing you a peaceful and happy new year. Good night.
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Ivory Coast, home to the biggest remaining contingent of French troops in West Africa, has announced an end to their deployment. The announcement was made by President Alassane Ouattara.
My cher compatriot, cher frère, cher sœur.
My dear compatriots, dear brothers and sisters, we can be proud of our army, whose modernization is now a reality. It is within this framework that we have decided on the coordinated and organized withdrawal of French forces from Ivory Coast.
The force française en Côte d'Ivoire.
Senegal, which said in November it was ending military cooperation with France, has now said the withdrawal will be implemented by the end of 2025. Niger, Mali and Burkina Faso have already kicked out French troops, and Chad having announced its intention to do so. A judge in Ecuador has ordered that 16 Air Force personnel be held in custody in connection with the forced disappearance of four children earlier this month. Prosecutors have just confirmed that four badly burned bodies found near an Air Force base are those of the missing boys. Thousands of pro-Europe demonstrators gathering outside Georgia's parliament on Tuesday to mark the new year and continue their long-running anti-government protests. The country has seen regular demonstrations against the ruling pro-Russian Georgian Dream Party's decision to pause the process of trying to join the European Union. Tom Bailey reports.
This was the latest outpouring of opposition unity and anger in the face of what critics say is the Georgian government's authoritarian and pro-Russian tilt. As the new year was welcomed in, thousands of demonstrators once again took to the streets of the capital, but this time amid a festive atmosphere, with many protesters sharing food and New Year's greetings. Georgia's outgoing president, Salome Zurabishvili, a fierce critic of the government, addressed the crowds, telling them that 2025 would be their year of victory. Prime Minister Irakli